WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There appears to be a new home of the Texas A&M football shuttle bus service known as Get to the Grid.
We have reached an agreement in principle with the university that Go to the Grid will come from Veterans Park.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says Veterans Park provides between 1,500 to 1,800 spaces, both paved and on grass. A&M Transportation Services was notified last month the shuttle would not return to the mall because too many parking spaces were used. Brazos County and the city of College Station have reached an out-of-court settlement with a man who was arrested without cause during an underage drinking sting in College Station 2 years ago.
County commissioners approved the settlement this week. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says the county and the city will split the $23,000 payment.
Brazos County at one time participated in a grant-funded underage drinking program. They administered this grant and used local law enforcement officers to operate in an undercover capacity to identify underage drinking.
Ballard says the man who was not prosecuted will be compensated for legal and bond fees and medical expenses after sustaining a chipped tooth. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says their portion of the settlement will be approved very soon. A Houston man has admitted to an armed robbery of an armored car in Bryan just over 2 years ago. 26-year-old Reginald Brew II was a driver for Brinks when he and a second person yet to be identified committed the holdup outside the Hispanic grocery store in La Potosina. $40,000 that was taken was never recovered. Brew, who had no criminal history, was sentenced to 22 years in prison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Records were set at last week's major fundraiser for the College Station School District's foundation. School board member Carol Barrett shared at this week's meeting the results of this year's 50 Men Who Can Cook.
It was a record attendance with 1,750 volunteers, cooks, and people in attendance. It's a record silent auction and raffle sales, and a record amount of money was raised. The net was $178,500.
In addition to the raising the most money and the biggest turnout in the event's history, Barrett was equally impressed with the relatively low amount spent to stage the fundraiser. The call for nominations is out for the 22nd annual Newman 10 Awards, recognizing the fastest-growing small businesses in Brazos County. Dr. Charles Gilliland of the Texas A&M Mays Business School is in charge of processing nomination applications.
We jealously guard the information because it's a very proprietary information that comes into us, and keep everything under lock and key until after the ceremony, at which point all of the files on the computers are deleted, and all of the paper copies of the applications are shredded.
Nominations may be made by anyone, and forms are available at Tom Light Chevrolet, the award's new title sponsor, and online at brian-rotary.org. WTAW is a finalist for a national award. For the fifth time in the last 6 years, we're among 50 stations in the running for one of 10 Crystal Awards from the National Association of Broadcasters. The Crystal recognizes year-round commitment to community service. Winners will be announced in April. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 39 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M women's basketball team's Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game is back, and it's presented by the Med and KAGS. Make plans to join the Aggies at Reed Arena on February 22nd as they take on the Florida Gators in the fight against breast cancer at 3 p.m. Be the 12th man and help Texas A&M women's basketball raise awareness and funds for this important cause. Get your tickets today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com, and let's beat the hell out of breast cancer.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
As we go through tonight, generally clear skies, low
temperature. Nah, that's not right. That's yesterday's weather. That's so yesterday. All right, here we go. 65 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the south. Ought to be pretty nice. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, even better. It's 72. We will have a 30% chance of rain for tomorrow and on Friday night as well. And then on Saturday, 40% chance of showers, but good temps, 77 Thing is, though, the winds are going to shift around, and we'll have a 40% chance of rain on Saturday night. Sunday, our high only 51, with a 30% chance of showers. It's up to 40% on Sunday night and 50% on Monday, is the way it looks right now, with a high of 43. But next couple of days, pretty nice. Winds out of the northeast at 7 right now. Our chill factor is 33, and we have an air temperature of 38. Sports.
Feels cooler this morning than it did yesterday morning to me, though, and it's not temperature-wise.
Uh-huh.
Looking at the sports, we're looking at A&M basketball heading to Kentucky. The ladies are, anyway. A&M softball took it on the nose from the number two team in the country, so you got to give them a little break on that. Plus, a whole lot more we've got lined up for you in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
An Indian bride has married a guest at her wedding. They do things differently over there.
Yes, they do.
But the deal is, and I mean, I think the groom had a legitimate reason to not be married that day. He collapsed and had a seizure, or had a seizure and collapsed. So the groom's taken to the hospital. Bride gets angry and decides to switch husbands. She asks a member of her brother-in-law's family, who was a guest, to step in and marry her. He did.
He did say that he paused for a moment to think about it.
He saw his break. He saw the opening and he went for it. That's it.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Again, they do things a little differently. So did they have to swap out the groom on the cake, or did they figure that guys pretty much look like one another?
I don't know. It's probably inappropriate, but no.
Oh, go ahead. Oh. Yeah.
Well, he had to seize the opportunity.
Yes, there you are.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores this year? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series compact utility tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, you save more with 0% financing for 60 months. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends April 30, 2015. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's day 50. Oops, sorry. It's day 50 of 2015.
No, it's day 50.
50, that's true. We got 315 to go. Of course, the Chinese New Year celebration begins. We'll talk about that later. And
did we ever get a date?
Yes, we did. It's It's right here.
Yes.
Actually, there are three different dates, but they're all pretty close. it's approximate. 4713 is what they're going with most of them. It's the year of the sheep. Or go to Ram or whatever. And we'll all figure out what our year is later on today, if you care. It's Iwo Jima Day. It's National Chocolate Mint Day.
Ooh,
celebrate
good.
As you see fit. And it's the Great American Spit Out. Is that you don't use smokeless tobacco today?
That would be my guess. I'd never heard of it.
Sounds about right.
I haven't either. All right, here's some birthdays.
Victoria Justice from Victorious in Nickelodeon World Fame is 22. Hayley Duff, Hillary's little sister, is 30. She was in Napoleon Dynamite. Bellamy Young, 45, from Scandal. Benicio del Toro is 48. Justin Bateman is 49. Justine Bateman. I lied. Not the same.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Seal is 52. Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber, Pleasantville, etc., is 60. Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath is 67. And most of him, I'm guessing, is, but he doesn't look it. Smokey Robinson is 75.
Oh, my. Yeah, he's had work.
And he looks like a million bucks.
Yeah, he's had work. Okay. Is that it?
That's all I got.
I got Prince Andrew, who's, second in line to the throne. He's 55 today. Amy Tan, you know her from the Joy Luck Club, 63. Roger Goodell, I read yesterday, I think Roger made $35 million last year as commissioner of the NFL. He's 56. Remember Lou Christie from a long time ago? As lightning strikes and other stuff. 72. And had he taken better care of himself, Copernicus, who got it right, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, he's the one who got it right. Everybody else thought it was something different, but he's the one who figured out that, in fact, the Earth and the other planets were revolving around the sun. He was born in 1473, but, you know, he hadn't been around in a while.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the State Department deputy spokesperson, Marie Harf, says we cannot win the war against ISIS by killing them. So what is her solution to stopping radical Islamic terrorists from murdering and taking over territory? Job opportunities. They need jobs. Shovel ready. Seriously? Now, these comments are woefully ignorant and naive. It only adds to the narrative that the administration does not have a clue about the true nature of the enemy that the world is now facing. Now, this is incredibly dangerous. ISIS brutality is not about jobs. It's about a fundamental drive to establish an Islamic caliphate. Yes, ISIS, Islamic State, is Islamic. And until our leaders understand that motivation, we are doomed to defeat.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-861-2414. 800-861-2414. That's 800-861-2414.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor. Julie, 3 years. And Erica, 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home. My answer to cancer? St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on now. Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
619, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We have local snow news later on today. Local snow news right here in the Brazos Valley. In the
snow?
Meantime, snow, yeah. In the meantime. Well, not now. It's kind of a historical look at snow. Not today.
Let's just you hanging that out there.
I know, really. Just as our furry friends sometimes need a little extra warmth during the winter months, so do our feathered ones, according to some chicken owners, which is why some owners are putting sweaters on their chickens. Sweaters on chickens. While chicken sweaters may seem more of a fashion statement than anything else, the people who knit or buy them for their flocks say the little knitted garments keep their birds warm during molting season and prevent the chickens from picking at new feathers as they grow in. As your mom always told you, if you
don't pick at your feathers,
it won't get better. That's right. Maureen Schmidt, who lives in British Columbia, obviously has nothing to do.
No.
Her mother has nothing to do. Had her mother knit several warm garments for her daughter's chickens. These sweaters have an opening for the bird's head and wings. Duh. And they button to secure to their bodies.
How nasty would those be?
Oh, Oh, I just don't even. Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking for all those people who are contractors for Sanderson Farms, they're hearing this. They're going, nah. I don't think I need 60,000 chicken sweaters.
And again, they look pretty effective.
Yeah, but
and they look a little dapper in their little vests.
Oh, do they?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, we're going to put little hats on them.
Oh, sure.
And spats and all that kind of
sure.
stuff. So they'll be real little fashion plates.
Butter and garlic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even better. Let's do that.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Greece has formally submitted its request for a six-month extension to its loan agreement, with Eurozone finance officials expected to assess it later today. The request comes after 2 weeks of stormy negotiations between Greece and its Eurozone partners over the broad terms of a new financing deal. Greece's current $273 billion financing arrangement expires at the end of the month. A bipartisan congressional agreement on granting President Obama trade promotion authority for a Pan-Pacific trade deal is likely this spring. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and seven other lawmakers are meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Abe and other top officials promoting the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Adidas is conducting a search to replace its longtime CEO as the German sports gear company struggles with profits and investor calls for change at the top. Shares are up 6% in Frankfurt on that news. On Wall Street, features little changed. That's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Someone on one of my favorite websites, Reddit, recently pointed out that TBS is speeding up Seinfeld reruns by about 7.5%. Why? To sneak in 2 more minutes of commercials. To prove it, they posted a video comparing the original episode with one of the reruns. At first, it really doesn't seem like much. But it doesn't take long to see the difference between the two of them.
This family sets up next to me. I go into the surf. When I come out, my clothes, my towel, my umbrella, they're all gone. I start screaming, demanding my stuff back. Finally, I grab their boombox and chuck it into the ocean.
So as you see, the comparison video has actually been on YouTube for a while, and TBS has not responded. Assuming this is true, there's a chance that this sort of thing is more of an open secret than an underground conspiracy. Now, back in the 90s, it was common for sitcoms to take about 24 minutes per half hour. These days, the standard length is 22 minutes, leaving 8 for commercials. So rather than cut stuff out or lose precious ad time, apparently they just opt to speed it up a little to make up the difference. This probably happens to more shows on a bunch of networks. In fact, FXX recently cut older episodes of The Simpsons down to 22 minutes, just for comparison. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. They've got a bunch of great instructors and the most top-of-the-line gear that you can imagine. And unusually, they have a lot of .22 ammunition, which is very hard to find. Not to mention the fact that they are the leader in the Brazos Valley with suppressors. If you're looking for one, they more than likely have it, or they can certainly find it for you. They've got more in stock than anybody, that's for sure. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com, and that's C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
Good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning
by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the foundation, the area's leader in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, well, it's going to be pretty nice, actually, next couple of days. 65 with sunny skies and winds out of the south, about 5 to 15. Tonight will be in the 50s. Then tomorrow, 72. It'll be nice, but it'll be cloudy. There'll be a slight chance of some showers out there. Also a slight chance on Friday night, the low 64. 77 on Saturday, but chance of rain is probably 40% is the way it looks like right now, and 40% on Saturday night as well. It's a 30% chance on Sunday, but we'll have a wind shift, and the winds will be out of the north, and 51 will be our high. 37 on Sunday night with a chance of showers and a 50-50 chance of rain as we begin next week with a high temperature of 43 on Monday. Currently, winds out of the northeast at 7. Little chill factor at 33, and the air temperature is 38 degrees.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the county fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino, and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Let's hit the road.
At RV Station, see the all-new Alpines, Laredos, and Jayco motorhomes.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Hurry to RV Station in Bryan. Check out our massive inventory at RVStation.com. Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Get show prices on the all-new Jaycos, Raptors, and Rockwoods.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Rush to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStation.com.
How many times have you said yes to someone when you really wanted to say no? Want to know how to say no and mean it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hey, neighbor. Ace's 20% off store-wide sale is this Saturday only. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to get 20% off almost anything store-wide that you can fit in your bag. From paint to birdseed to light bulbs. It's our way of saying thanks for being great neighbors. Offer good at participating Ace stores only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. One bag per customer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When someone asks you to do something and you don't want to, do you give in or do you say no?
Saying no is not an easy thing for many people to do, but it is oftentimes the right thing to do for both parties.
Don Gabor, author of the book Words That Win, has some good advice to help you get better at saying no.
When people are pressuring you to do something that you don't want, repeat what they say to you, what they're asking you to do, so that it shows that you're listening. And then simply say what it is that you will or will not do and stick to it. They may pressure you again. Simply repeat what you are willing or not willing to do. This is called persistent repetition. In the old days, it was called broken record.
Often we give in and say yes because we fear what will happen, what the price will be if we say no.
The question is what is that price? And sometimes in people's imaginations, the price is higher than it is in reality. For example, if a friend asks to borrow money and I say no, maybe that person, if you say no to that person, they're going to be angry with you or upset. And that's true. The person may be angry or upset, and you may have to pay that price. But hopefully, they will move beyond that. People respect you. They may not be in agreement with you, They may even get angry with you, but they still will respect you for sticking to your decision.
You can link to Don's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The city of College Station has reached a tentative agreement with the with Texas A&M for a new home for the home football shuttle bus service called Get to the Grid. Mayor Nancy Berry says fans would go to Veterans Park, which has room for at least 1,500 vehicles to park on grass and paved surfaces. Berry also says staff is researching the city's costs related to Aggie home football games, estimated at $300,000. That could come from hotel room taxes.
We have public works people that are involved. We have our police, fire, EMS that are working on game days. Right now they come from general funds. So it's money that we would be using as opposed to using it for something else.
Last month, A&M was notified it couldn't use the mall next year because the shuttle was using too many spaces. Earlier this week, a city council subcommittee met with leaders of the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The mayor says there was a discussion about a recent agreement allowing non-students to ride Aggie Spirit buses after buying a $35 pass from the Transit District.
Of course, you still have to pay a fee if you go on the district bus, which is $1.50 per ride. But this will help a lot of people. It'll be able to go throughout the route. There'll be a maroon bus that'll go from the district office straight to campus behind the YMCA building.
The new permits are available at the Transit District office. It's time to nominate small businesses based in Brazos County for the 22nd annual Newman 10 Awards. The chairman of the nomination committee for the Bryan Rotary Club, Hayden Riley, says anyone can make a recommendation.
Nominate a business that perhaps you frequent or definitely feel is a great representative of the Brazos Valley. You can nominate a company even though you don't know whether or not it qualifies. So don't worry about that. Leave that up to the corporation. That's what the application process is about. If you feel that they are worthy to be nominated, nominate away.
The kickoff presentation was held at Tom Light Chevrolet, the event's new title sponsor, something that was noted by another committee chair, Stephen Steele.
As the chair, I wanted to keep the name as Newman 10 Business Achievement Award. And Tim and Tommy both recognized that that was appropriate, and they made their generous donation toward this effort without changing the overall name of the award. And I think they ought to be recognized for that.
Nomination forms are available at Tom Light and online at brian-rotary.org. For the fifth time in the last 6 years, WTAW is a finalist for a national award. We're among 50 stations in the running for the National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award, which recognizes year-round commitment to community service. 10 winners will be announced in April. A Franklin man is convicted of his fifth and sixth DWIs and is going to prison for the first time.
53-year-old James Bertrand was sentenced to a total of 4 years following a recent plea agreement in Brazos County District Court. According to the district attorney's office, Bertrand's first three drunk driving convictions were in Harris County, and his fourth was in Waller County. The most recent, October and December of 2013, first followed a crash northeast of Bryan on FM 974. 2 months later, a College Station policeman found Bertrand outside his truck, parked in the middle of the freeway feeder road between Harvey and University. An arrest for underage drinking 2 years ago in College Station led to legal action against the city in Brazos County. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says the arrest was without cause and the case was never prosecuted.
The amount of the settlement is $23,100, and it is to be borne equally between Brazos County and the city of College Station. The compensation is for the bail bond and the legal fees that he had to expend, and also I believe he had a chipped tooth that resulted in the arrest.
Approval was given at this week's County Commission meeting and will be approved by College Station City Manager Kelly Templin in the near future. The payment won't go to the city council because the amount was less than $50,000. A Houston man refusing to stop for a DPS trooper 3.5 years ago south of College Station is headed to prison for 25 years. Criminal history of 36-year-old Ricky Cooper contributed to the punishment. Court records indicated Cooper had four defense attorneys following his arrest in September 2011 when he was caught with more than 5 pounds of marijuana in his vehicle. The original reason for the traffic stop on Highway 6 near the Peach Creek Road exit was going 77 in what was at the time a 70-mile-an-hour zone. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Students at College Station's Alternative High School who are getting a new building with a new name have chosen a mascot that pays tribute to the past. CSISD board members approved the students' choice of the Timberwolves mascot at College View High School, the former Timber Academy.
It was all student, really student-led, and we just supported, but I too was very touched by the fact that they wanted some legacy of the name, you know, even with the growth and the change, that Timber was still there, important.
College View principal Margie Martinez says the runaway winner for school colors, also adopted by the school board, were baby blue, silver, and black. The new campus is being built on the site of the former College Station Conference Center. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof.
As we go through tonight, generally clear skies, low temperature.
All right. We'll try to get the new weather for you in a few moments. Okay. Weather today, going to be okay. Look for a high temperature, probably about 61 degrees, and winds will be out of the south. Tomorrow, nearly ideal, 72, but we do have a chance of showers. 77 on Saturday with a 40% chance of rain. And then the wind shifts on Sunday, not quite so nice. 51 will be our high. 43 is the high on Monday. But right now, northeasterly winds, and we've got 38 degrees. And in sports?
Got no fear ever. I don't think they've met a shot that they didn't like.
That's Coach Gary Blair talking about Kentucky in a big matchup of number 15 and number 11 later on this evening. We've got more on that. Johnny Football's in the news and more in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
Is that good or bad?
The Johnny Football?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland's giving him the thumbs up, but not. You're never going to trash somebody in rehab.
Yeah, you're right. That's
that's probably, just bad bull.
Probably true. Kyle Janik. You know who he is. He's the Texas Health Commissioner. Kind of grilled yesterday by the Senate Finance Committee, finished up by apologizing during his legislative hearing to the state senators. After the grilling, one of the senators, Joan Huffman of Houston, became the third lawmaker and the first Republican to call for Janik to resign. He's a former state senator. He's a physician as well. Had avoided pretty much some of the heated questions that had taken place in the last two hearings. The dude makes $260,000 a year, okay, as the commissioner of Texas Health and Human Services Commission. Greg Abbott has already put together a task force to investigate this guy, so he may not survive it, but still he said, I love my job, I owe you an apology, I owe the taxpayers an apology, I love my job. For his part, Chuy Hinojosa, who's a Democrat senator from McAllen, said it was pretty painful to watch. Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on over there, okay? Like the $110 million Medicaid fraud detection contract that was awarded without any competition. You know what? That was pretty painful, too. Oh, and by the way, they hired a lobbyist who had been a business partner of the guy who started this 21CT. So that's pretty painful. Oh, wait. And then the general counsel for this company's wife was the chief of staff of Kyle Janik. Oh, that's pretty painful, too.
Oh, and should we mention the $160,000 in tuition that they paid?
Yeah, all that was pretty painful too, former Senator Janik. So we'll see how it plays out. Oh, and that doesn't even mention the AT&T phone contract that was going to be $1 million and ended up being $100 million. Duh. Stuff that's going on in Austin. Just too much fun. Oh, and I was cruising around trying to find the story. I haven't got it in front of me right now. You remember we were talking about how Walmart wanted to sell liquor?
Oh, sure.
You know, they think that they ought to be able to do that. It's kind of an interesting thing. There's a law in Texas that publicly held companies cannot sell liquor in Texas. And so they have to be family-owned, and you can only get 5 permits in the state. Well, they're talking about, you know, their companies, and like Specs is one of them. They're all over the state of Texas. I guess they legally operate under 5 licenses. I'm sure they follow the law. But Walmart's going, hey, you know, this will create jobs.
Oh, sure it will.
Yeah, but anyway, it's Walmart, and, you know, they are the 300-pound gorilla. They pretty much get to do a lot of the things they want to do.
Or in a lot of cases, anything they want,
yeah,
period, full stop.
Them too. And, well, Kroger has now joined that lawsuit as well. So Kroger may be getting on the liquor wagon.
They do that in, well, not in Canada. They do that in Ireland.
It depends on, well, you know, of course, laws are different every place you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in New Mexico, you can buy liquor 7 days a week, for instance. And so there's, you know, it's just different. So they're kind of running up against the Texas liquor laws right now. So we'll, you know, and of course the thing is, oh, this will run all the moms and pops out of business. And, you know, I want those folks to be able to be there as well. But it also could put some downward pressure on the price.
I think a lot of that, though, has to do with location, too. The one,
oh, sure.
Because a lot of times in the Walmart shopping center, there's a liquor store.
Yep.
That one may be trouble, but
yeah.
Your neighborhood liquor store, you're going to stop there because it's convenient.
Well, and that's the whole idea, is this is a great opportunity for you to actually, you know, vote with your pocketbook, as we say you should always do. You know, if you want to support a local company, then shop locally, whether it's that or anything else. So I guess you heard the story broke yesterday, and then Hannity's update today talked about this Marie Hart. I mean, is this woman crazy or what? She's the State Department spokesperson who said, all we need to do is give these people jobs and they won't kill us. I mean, in essence, that's what the problem is. All these ISIS terrorists, they just need jobs.
There's a meme online already that has 2 pictures of bombers, and it's how Jordan handles terrorism.
Uh-huh.
How the Israelis handle terrorism,
uh-huh.
And then a sandwich board that says job applications this way, how Americans handle terrorism.
God. Anyway.
She's not wrong. They do need to fix it. I don't know that we need to be part of that, but there needs to be social impression. I mean, this is opportunistic for the evildoers over there. They take advantage of these kids, basically, who have nothing better to do. I don't know what we can do about it other than bomb them. That's pretty straightforward. But she's not wrong. It's just not the right place, and I don't think the right approach for the State Department.
By using the word jobs, she does she really does poison the water, I think, because she is correct in that the riots that took place in France, what, about 3-4 mm-hmm. years ago, mm-hmm. did have to do with young people who were not in college and did not work, and they got angry and they turned over cars and burned them. Well, you know, I don't know that that's France's fault. Did somebody force them to come to France?
No.
I mean, as you know, I heard a guy say years ago, you know, if you ain't got a job, get on down the road.
Well, no, and call me a homer, but if we're going to talk about jobs, let's focus here first, yeah. Then worry about yeah. that.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
Well, and again, I don't think government's job is to create jobs. I think business creates jobs, and you need to make a good environment for small businesses
because that's
what happens.
You didn't create
that's
that.
That's right. You didn't build that, you?
I'm sure we've talked it into the ground, but I think all 3 of us are in agreement. The government does have a responsibility to create jobs. That responsibility is to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, so that the system can work. But for her to say that is the answer to terrorism, yeah. I mean, which is, I think, what yeah. she's trying to say is this is the reasoned response to this.
what frustrated me more than her initial comments, because when she explained them, she said, no, bomb first, then create jobs. This is a long-term thing. But she used the word nuanced, which is a trigger word for me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's code for you're not smart enough to understand I'm saying.
Yes, well,
this breaks down to, you know, God is love, love is blind, therefore Ray Charles is God.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Here's my nuanced response.
Good
shut up.
Night.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what she gets paid to do.
I guess.
And if she can get up in the morning and look at herself in the mirror while doing that, then that's fine. We'll talk to John Rady this morning about 10 after 8 as to what's going on over in Austin. Everything else is, you know, since Congress is not in session, a lot of speculation about stuff that's going to happen. One thing that did actually happen yesterday, the president has decided that Joseph Clancy, no relation to Tom, has served as the agency, the Secret Service acting director since October, and he's going to be the permanent head.
Going against recommendations.
Yeah, a lot of people not really happy about that. The most vocal, I guess, was Jason Chaffetz, who's a congressman from Utah, Republican, saying it is disappointing the president ignored the recommendation from the independent panel appointed by Secretary Jay Johnson, that's Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, to select a director from outside the Secret Service. The panel made it crystal clear that only a director from outside the agency would meet the needs of the agency today, someone with a fresh perspective and not part of the good old boys network.
There's an interesting thing on Breitbart, Texas, about the concealed or open carry yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah.
You have time?
Sure.
A lot of the speakers were citing information that was completely wrong. And they then Breitbart went and pulled all the stats from the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Oh, you hate those fact checkers. Golly, but
and,
go ahead, yeah.
Well, they were saying, you know, the air quote supposed, you know, good upstanding citizens that have concealed carry don't commit that much crime. And she kept hearkening back to, and we can't see any of this data.
Uh-huh.
When in fact, it's below 0.5% of the crimes committed in the state of Texas are committed by people that have a concealed carry license.
Oh, that's not a very big number, is it?
No.
Dang.
That caused quite a little dust up.
That fact check will get you every time. All right, 647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, February 21st, learn about sheep and goat marketing in the Brazos Valley. Many area producers face challenges marketing their offspring, and we'll tell you about more options this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There is just a lot of odd information out there in our big world of shade trees. A lot of trees are hurt by uninformed well-wishers, and gardeners often don't realize that they've been the culprits until it's too late, if at all. The roots of the matter, roots of your shade trees, will be the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format, 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a fact that probably 90% of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil. That's obviously true for a mangled old pine tree hanging into the barren top of a mountain, but it's just as true for a 75-foot pecan growing in the deep, fertile soils alongside the Mississippi River. Sure, that big pecan has a taproot to anchor it, but the roots that do all of the work of pulling water and pumping up nutrients, those roots are near the soil's surface because that's where nutrients accumulate and that's where rain falls. Your takeaway from all of that, don't do any major soil work in and around shade trees if it's going to have serious consequences for those critical roots. Most of all, don't be adding fresh topsoil more than 1 inch per year, preferably not at all. Adding fill soil beneath a large tree is one of the best ways to guarantee that that tree will die a slow 3 to 5 year death. Oxygen will gradually be compacted out of its root zone. If you're installing new sprinkler lines or other utilities, remember the visual of an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel. It has a rim around its boundary, and that rim is equivalent to the imaginary drip line of a tree. And that's where the water would fall if the tree were an umbrella. That's where the most active roots will always be found, but leading out to that drip line will be a network of larger roots, the spokes of your wooden wheel. And it's critical that you not dig trenches across those spokes as you're getting ready to lay in new pipes or wiring. Spend a few extra dollars on more pipe, more cable. Dig your trenches roughly parallel to those bigger roots coming in from the outside of your wagon wheel and heading straight toward the trunk. If you planted a new shade tree over the wintertime, your care will need to ramp up considerably for the rest of the growing season. Its roots don't yet extend out into the rest of the native soil, and that means that your tree will dry out more quickly than the established plants around it will be drying. You'll need to water it by hand every 2 or 3 days for its first summer, every 3 to 5 days during spring and fall. Let a hose run slowly and soak its soil deeply. Hopefully you built a shallow water retention berm with the soil left over when the tree was planted. I don't know why people use mulch volcanoes around trees. They pile the mulch up 6 or 8 inches high up on the trunks of the trees, and that actually keeps the water from getting into the soil. Oh, and it's also very normal to see trees' roots expanding up and out of the soil as the tree grows. Don't be concerned about that. It's a part of life. If you want to put a ground cover over them to conceal them, that's fine, but people are used to seeing them. Oh, and you don't have to cut those roots off just because they head toward the house. I'm Neil Sperry. Easy Garden Paths in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
The year is 1194 and Robin Hood must rescue the king by laying siege to Nottingham Castle. Don't miss this explosive stunt show every afternoon at Show at Forest Fair. You'll also see over 150 merchants and over 30 stage acts, full contact jousting, falconry, sword fighting, music, magic and more. Show at Forest Fair is open Saturdays and Sundays, February 7th through March 29th, plus spring break Friday, March 20th on highways 290 and 21 only an hour from Bryan College Station. Camping is available. Save $3 on tickets at participating Walgreens or online at showatforestfair.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The 15th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team makes their way to Kentucky to take on number 11 in a crucial SEC showdown with potential conference tournament seeding and NCAA first and second round hosting implications on the line. Here's Coach Gary Blair's breakdown of the Kentucky Wildcats.
They've got no fear ever. I don't think they've met a shot that they didn't like. They will put it up, and sometimes that might be why their shooting percentage is down. But is it down because, I think it's down because of their post play, not because of their guards. And so they're going to press us. They're going to zone us like they did here last year. They'll come out with something that's going to work for them. It's their breast cancer game, so we're expecting a large crowd. You got to stop the guards.
The Wildcats and Aggies are locked with LSU in a three-way tie for the fourth and final double bye spot in the SEC tournament, which runs March 4th through the 8th. Tip-off tonight at 6 o'clock on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The number 22 Texas A&M softball team fell to a record of 7-4 after being toppled by number 2 Oregon 5-1. The Aggies head back to the West Coast for the 2015 Mary Nutter Classic, which is in California. They'll start off with BYU on Friday. It's a noon game. Pregame is 11:45 on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone as well. The Texas A&M men's golf team sits in third place in the John Burns Intercollegiate in Hawaii after turning in a team round of even par yesterday in the event's opening round. And they're called student athletes for a reason. Obviously, they go to college to get an education. Well, in A&M's case, they're getting one, and a pretty good one. In the fall of 2014, 300 student athletes eclipsed the grade point average of 3.0 or better, while 40 were a perfect 4.0. The average GPA for a student athlete at A&M, 2.9. Johnny Football's back in the news again. Mike Pettine in Cleveland held a press conference and said he still believes in Johnny.
I did go to visit him last week. I'll keep the details of that private to respect his privacy and the situation that he's in. We're proud of him for the decision he made to go in. he has our full support.
We'll keep it in the NFL. In the team's strongest statement yet, Minnesota Vikings general manager Rick Spielman says he expects his star running back to stay with the team after his suspension is lifted. Adrian Peterson last carried more than 5 months ago before a child abuse case involving his young son became public in Houston. On out to the NBA, where Amari Stoudemire has joined the Dallas Mavericks 2 days after the Knicks let him out of his contract with a buyout. General manager and president of basketball operations for the Mavs, Donnie Nelson, said this pretty much sets him up for the playoffs.
We're right there. We deal with the pieces. Obviously, you know, we've got some new pieces that we're blending in, you know, with Rondo and Mr. Unnamed.
Mr. Unnamed, of course, is Stoudemire. The six-time All-Star signed for a prorated veteran minimum of $46,000. On out NCAA hoops in the top 25, North Carolina Tar Heels had a chance to knock off Duke in overtime.
And here we go. The left-hander puts it up, and it's short, and it's rebounded up in the air. Tie up. Duke's got the ball. Tyus Jones comes up with it. They got the win. 92-90 over North Carolina.
The long jumper was short. Number 4, Duke outlasted number 15, North Carolina, 92-90. Lance Armstrong has pleaded guilty to careless driving for hitting two parked cars with his SUV in Aspen. Court records show Armstrong paid $238.50 to cover court fees and a $150 fine. Deputy District Attorney Andre Bryan says it's fairly common for people to reach plea deals in such cases and to do it by mail. And finally, FIFA, the international soccer governing body, is set to confirm the 2022 Qatar World Cup will take place in November and December of that year, and that's according to reports from Sports Illustrated. They revealed the FIFA task force will meet in Doha next week and make recommendations for a Winter World Cup. The executive committee is set to ratify the decision in Zurich in March, and FIFA had previously admitted that the tournament could not be played in the summer, which it usually is, due to an average temperature in Qatar of 122 degrees in the summer. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498. Or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology. It's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/2/15.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Got a check to deposit, but don't have time to go to the bank? Brenham National Bank solves your problem with Snap Deposit. Just snap a picture of that check and touch deposit. You're done. Snap Deposit from BNB.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
You know, we're always here to help parents with parenting tips, you know, to make life easier for you as you're a parent.
Of course.
So, coming up in the next half hour.
What are you going to learn me?
A quick parent. Well, it's actually for little ones, little bitty ones that are still in the car seat.
Okay.
So that's, you know, not your world right now. So anyhow, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's pretty nice today. Yeah, we're going to have some sunshine at a high of about 65 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 43. 72 tomorrow, but we do have a 30% chance of rain. 77 on Saturday, but a 40% chance of rain. It's going to turn cooler on Sunday with a high of only 51. 38 right now, and it's 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.